قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وعلى آله آل الله لا سيما بقية الله ولعنة الله على آدائهم آد الله من يومنا هذا إلى لقاء الله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله في كتاب حكيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: ألم تر إلى الذين أوتوا نصيبا من الكتاب يدعون إلى كتاب الله ليحكم بينهم ثم يتولى فريق منهم وهم معرضون. صدق الله العلي العظيم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد. First of all, I would like to give condolence to Imam Azama عليه السلام on the martyrdom of our fifth Imam Muhammad Baqir عليه السلام. And we will continue tafsir of Surah Ali Imran. And I recited verse number 23rd, which says, "Have you not seen those who have given a portion of the book? They are invited to the book of Allah, that it may judge between them. Then a group of them turn back while they are opponent." They were given the portion of book, Allah says. Why it is said portion of the book? Mizan describes the reason Allah says about the portion of book is because Ahl al-Kitab, they did not accept, have the original book. The book what they have is a changed book and has only some parts of the truth. So Allah says that they are given the portion of the book. Alam tara ila alladhina utu nasibam min al-kitab yud'auna ila kitabillah, and they are called towards the book of Allah. Have you not seen those people who I give the portion of book and they are called towards the book of Allah, which is Quran Hakim? لِيَحْكَمُ بَيْنَهُمْ. So Allah can judge between them. ثُمَّ يَتَوَلَّ فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ. You see them, then a group of them turn back. While they are وَهُمْ مُعْرِضُونَ, and they are opponent. The verse goes further. Let me read the second verse so we can explain it better, inshallah. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَالُوا لَن تَمَسَّ النَّارُ إِلَّا أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودَاتٍ وَغَرَّهُمْ فِي دِينِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا. This is because they said the fire shall not touch us but for a number of days. That which they are forging has deceived them in their religion. Now we can explain these two verses better now. They said because the fire will not touch them but for the number of days. وَغَرَّهُمْ فِي دِينِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا يَفْتَرُونَ. And what they have been forging has deceived them in their religion. So what they have forged has deceived them in their religion. So the discussion in Mizan is very beautiful. Allama Tabatabai says that they have deceived themselves. People of the book have deceived themselves by what they were given the portion of the book, and when they were called towards the book of Allah, which is Quran Hakim, they turn back. And the reason they turn back because they deceive themselves by forging. They deceive themselves by forging. What they forge? They forge the book. They forge the reality of the book which was given to them, and they deceive themselves. So how can somebody can deceive themselves? So basically, the Jews and Christians, what we see today, they did not deceive themselves, but their forefathers deceived themselves. And since they follow their forefathers, since they deceive themselves at that time, the generation which they are following also deceiving themselves. Now the question comes, why they deceive themselves? Nobody wants to deceive themselves. Then why they deceive themselves? The example which is given in Mizan is beautiful, that if you see an addict, the drug addict, he knows that the addiction is bad for him, right? And people, a doctor will tell them, "Please do not do addiction. This is not good for you." They still do addiction. Same thing happened to the Ahle Kitab. They knew that what they were doing was wrong. They knew the Prophet is the truth. They knew that the Kitab Allah is the truth. But because of their psyche, the kind of psyche they have developed with the generations of loving this life and materialism, and being in the pride always, and being arrogant and envious, their psyche had become so that they cannot follow the truth, because the truth is very hard on their desires, their lifestyle. So they know that this is Islam is a true religion, but they cannot accept it, it is too hard for them, because their psyche has been so bad because of the desires. Tafsir al-Nur also describes the revelation of this verse is about, there was a man and woman from Jewish community, and they did zina. Both were married and they did zina. So according to Torah, they were ordered to be stoned. So what they did, that they went to Prophet, hoping that Prophet might give some different punishment. So when they came to Prophet said that what Torah says, Islam says the same thing. You have to be stoned. So now we can understand this verse better, that have you seen those people who were given the part of the book and they were called towards the Kitab Allah, towards the book, so that a judgment can be passed between them, and a group turned away. So when Prophet said to them that Quran says the same thing what Torah says about stoning you, they turned away, because they like the lifestyle they live. Why people will turn away from Quran? Because it's too hard for them to accept with their lifestyle. They don't want to change their lifestyle and the way they love their desires. Now there is one more commentary about this verse, that Prophet went to a Jewish person place, and then he preached Islam. So he said, the Jewish person asked him that, what is this religion? Prophet said, this religion is the religion of Ibrahim alayhi salam. So the Jewish person said that Ibrahim was a Jew. So Prophet said that Ibrahim was not a Jew, and I can prove you through Torah. And bring Torah, and at that time, and then they did not accept it. That's why the verse came. So that's also one of the commentary about this verse, that how it was revealed. Please recite one salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala Fakaifa iza jama'anahum li yawmin la rayba fihi wa wufiyat kullu nafsin ma kasabat wa hum la yuzlamun. So Allah goes further on the same token, what Allah talked about their behavior, and now Allah talks more further about the day of judgment, about the people who did not accept the reality of the Quran. Allah says, then how, when we shall gather them together for the day about which there is no doubt, when everyone shall be paid in full what the one has earned, and they shall not be dealt with unjustly. So Allah is warning about the judgment day, that how is it going to happen when the day where there is no doubt about it, and everybody will be paid full what he earned, and nobody will be dealt unjustly. So the judgment day is a day when there is no doubt, and everybody will be paid what they did, amal, the deeds, and there will be no injustice to anybody. We seek Allah's refuge from the punishment of day of judgment. Please recite one salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala.
Next verses. The next verse goes like, قُلِ اللَّهُمْ مَالِكُ الْمُلْكِ تُؤْتِي الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ تَشَاءُ تُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ بِيَدِكَ الْخَيْرُ إِنَّكَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. Please recite one salawat. Say, O Allah, Master of the kingdom, you shower the kingdom upon whom you please, and you take away the kingdom from whom you please. and you honor whom you please and abase whom you please. All goodness is in your hand. Verily you are all powerful, all things. The true kingdom belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are two kinds of ownership. One is real ownership, and one is transferable ownership. What is real ownership? My body parts belongs to me. It's a real ownership, right? Because without it I cannot exist. That's a real ownership. And one is a transferable ownership. Like I have a house, and the deed of house is my name, tomorrow I can transfer to somebody else. So it's a transferable ownership. So the milkiyat, the ownership are two, the real one and transferable one, same. And in reality the whole universe is like that. The real owner of the kingdom is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This our universe is created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the real owner. He is the kingdom belongs to him because he created the whole thing. And among this his whole kingdom, he can give, he can also transfer this kingdom, a part of it, to somebody he wants. And that transfer is also from him. So all kingdoms, the real ones and transferable, everything belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one kingdom is on the basis of his creativity, and one kingdom he gives on the basis of legislation. So there are two kingdoms from on his behalf. One kingdom is the basis of his creativity because he created everything. So every kingdom belongs to him. And one is legislative kingdom which he gives to somebody he pleases. From the Shariat point of view. Like for example, that Allah gave legislative kingdomship to Talut. Or Allah gave it to Dawud alayhi salam. Or Allah gave it to Zulkarnain. Those are the kingdomship which Allah gave as a legislative kingdomship to whom he wants to please. And those you are mandatory to follow them. You are mandatory to follow that kingdomship. Because if you don't follow, you are sinning. That's one kingdomship. And one kingdomship is on the basis of creativity because he created everything. And for instance, Allah says in the Quran that he gave kingdom to Namrud. So what was that kingdomship? Because all kingdomship comes from him. Namrud got kingdomship the way he got, with zulm and torture, but Allah said, I gave it to him because of the creativity, because Allah created everything. But what is that kingdomship? Their kingdomship is the kingdomship which Allah put as a trial to him, because he was a zalim, he was an oppressor. Allah said, this kingdomship which you got, everything comes from me, but this is a trial for you. And on judgment day, I'm going to ask you how you behave. Same thing with the Pharaoh, same thing with Qarun. Allah says, I gave Qarun everything because it was a trial from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these kingdomships, that's why Allah says that he is the master of the kingdom. To whom he wants to shower kingdom, he gives. To whom he wants to take away, he takes away. Same thing with the honor. To whom Allah wants to give honor, he gives. And to whom he wants to abase, he abases. Every goodness is biyadikal khair. All goodness is in his hand. What is khair? Khair is goodness. Mizan says what khair means is something chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Chosen and the good one. So all goodness you see in universe is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his hand. Biyadikal khair. All goodness comes from him. Innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir. He is powerful on all the things. So somebody asked, sixth Imam, about this verse and ask Imam that is it not the Allah gave kingdom to Umayyad? Somebody asked our sixth Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam, is it not Allah who gave kingdom to Umayyad by reciting this verse? Imam said, it is not as you think. Surely Allah mighty great is He gave the kingdom to us and Umayyad usurped it. It is thou, a cloth belongs to a man and another person takes it away, yet the cloth does not belong to the man who took it away. Subhanallah. See how people get confused. If you don't go through Ahlul Bayt, Quran is not enough for you. You'll get confused. He said, he gave the example that this kingdom belongs to Ahlul Bayt. Like just like if you have a shirt and somebody came and snatched away, the shirt belongs to you. He just snatched it away. So people, if you don't go through Ahlul Bayt, you get misguided in Quran. We seek Allah's refuge to go Quran without Ahlul Bayt. Please recite one salawat.
Allahumma salli ala
Muhammadin wa ala Muhammadin. تولج الليل في النهار وتولج النهار في الليل وتخرج الحي من الميت وتخرج الميت من الحي وترزق من تشاء بغير حساب. You cause night to pass into day and you cause the day to pass into night, and you bring forth the living from the dead and you bring forth the dead from the living, and you will and you provide with sustenance for whom you will without measure. Mizan says these verses are kind of parallel to the verses we recited first. In the beginning verses, Allah talked about to him he wants to give kingdom, he gives; to him he wants to take away, he snatch away; to him he wants to give respect, he gives; to him he wants to disgrace, he disgrace. These, he said, Mizan says that these are parallel verses, that to he turns night into day and he turns day to night, and he brings out the living from the dead and from the dead to the, he brings out living from the dead and from living to dead. So it's like a similitude, you know, that giving kingdom, giving prestige, in same way is giving life, you know. You're giving life to somebody. Allah says that He brings life from the dead. It's easy to understand that Allah brings out day from the night. We see through the science how the rotations are there, solar rotations, and we know how Allah turns night to day. But the commentary on He brings life from the dead is that from the dead earth He brings out grass and greens and vegetables and everything. And we are from the dust, and from dust He created a man. From the dead to life. And now from life to death is like we are today we are alive, tomorrow we will die. So from life He brings a dead one. That's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there is also one commentary about He brings from dead to life is that He brings from the loin of a non-believer a believer. Because non-believer is a dead and a believer is a living person. So somebody father can be a kafir and his son can be a believer. And same way He brings from life to dead means somebody could be believer and his progeny could be non-believer. We saw in the life of Prophet Nuh alayhi salam that his son was a kafir. He was non-believer. So this we seek Allah's refuge to have non-believer in our progeny. May Allah accept our prayer. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Wa tarzuqu man tashaa'u bi ghayri hisab. And you provide the sustenance for whom you will without measure. So what is the risk? You know, like, what is risk? What is sustenance? Risk means sustenance. What is sustenance? Mizan describes sustenance is any good thing which you get from Allah is the sustenance. For us, water, air, sunlight, everything is our sustenance, right? Walking on this earth, which because without that we cannot survive, it's all sustenance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And food and drink and knowledge and spirituality, everything is sustenance. It's all from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All good, all sustenance comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bi ghayri hisab, without measure. So what is the meaning of bi ghayri hisab, without measure? The reason is that Allah has made mandatory on himself being a Raziq that he will give us sustenance because we are his abd, we are his slaves. So what he gives, he makes mandatory on himself to give to us, and he doesn't, and we cannot pay him back. There is no any measure on it. Because at the most what we'll do, we'll thank Allah, we'll do dua. Means we pray to Allah. And that's also Allah's guidance that we do that, but it's not a proper measure of what Allah did to us. Nobody can pay, do what Allah did to us. Like water and food, what Allah did. This is Allah's free gift on us. It's a free gift to the universe, which Allah gives. There's no measure to it. Please recite one salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala.
Next verse is la yattakhizul mu'minun al kafirina awliya min dunil mu'minin wa man yafal zalika falaysa min allahi fi shay'in illa an tataqu minhum tuqa wa yuhazzirukum allahu nafsa wa ila allahi al masir. The believer should not take infidels as their friends rather than the believers. And whosoever does then nothing of Allah is his. Except when you guard yourself against them, guarding carefully. And Allah wants you to be cautious of him. And toward Allah is the destination. It's a very serious verse. We should pay attention to this verse. Allah says that the believer should not have friends, but believer and not infidels. Why? The reason is simply that if we make we make infidels our friend, then by being with them, by loving them, being with them, our psyche will change. Unconsciously and consciously, both ways. We will think, sit and talk like them, we'll dress like them, we'll eat like them, and eventually we'll know that we are like them. And that's a very serious thing. That's why you see that people who live in Muslim countries, they are different than the believers who live in Western society or non-Muslim countries. It affects. That's why it's very important to be around believers. Try with the best to be with believers. That's why in Western countries, and it's where everybody's emphasizing to be more on the centers and open Islamic schools. Why? So that believer kids have friends with believers, not with non-believers. Because it affects. Way of thinking, psyche, taste, desires, hobbies, interests, priorities, everything comes from them. And slowly, before you know, faith is gone. Faith is gone. So that's why Allah said the believers should not take infidel as their friends rather than the believers. And they say, وَمَنْ يَفَلْ ذَلِكَ. Allah says, the one who does like that. Allah didn't say that the believer who does that. He said the mind. The whosoever. Allah didn't even mention the believer will do that. يَفَلْ ذَلِكَ. Whosoever will do that. Whosoever will do that. Allah did not repeat again what he was doing. Because it's so disgusting for Allah to say what you're doing. وَمَنْ يَفَلْ ذَلِكَ. So Allah says, if one who does like that has nothing to do with Allah. Means you are done with Allah. Nothing to do with Allah. Can we imagine if Allah has nothing to do with us, how we will be treated on judgment day? Straight to hellfire, right? Nothing of in his. But Allah gave exception. Except when you guard yourself against them, guarding carefully. That's tahayya. Allah says you can be with them except you are guarding against them, guarding carefully. So only being with them is allowed when you are afraid of your life. You are afraid of your life and endangering your life, then it is allowed. Now there are some hadith about that. Please recite one salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam says, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. The Apostle of Allah used to say, he has no religion who does not have taqiyya. Allahumma salam ala. Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salam says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salam ala Muhammad. Taqiyya is in every matter about which a man falls in predicament. And Allah has made it lawful to him. So So taqiyya as part of our religion, especially the conditions where it endangers us. This is Allah's grace. Now Allah says further in the verse, Allah wants you to be cautious of Him. You hazarkum Allah nafsa. Allah says, I am warning you, be afraid of me. Allah says, nafsa, of myself. Wa ilallahi al-masir, and toward Allah as a destination. Allah used these hard words in this verse. Hard words. You hazarkum Allah nafsa. Allah is warning against Himself. That means there is no anybody between Him and the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you do that, we have to deal with Allah one to one. If we do that, there won't be any intercession. Because it's just between, it's straight between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the one who does that. We ask Allah to refuse to be friends to the non-believers. وَإِلَى asir, and towards Allah is a destination. Allah says, you are coming to me. And you deal with me one to one about it. There is no intercession for you. And you have nothing to do with me. It's so serious. We have to pay attention to this verse. Please recite on Salwa. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alim. Qul in tukhfu ma fi sudurikum aw tubduhu ya'lamu Allah. Wa ya'lamu ma fi samawati wa ma fi al-ard. Wallahu ala kulli shay'in qadir. Say, whether you hide what is in your heart or manifest it, Allah knows it. And He knows who, whatever is in the heavens and whatever is in the earth. And Allah is all powerful over all things. Now Allah is again warning. Tell them that whatever you hide, are you manifest, I know it. Allah knows whatever is in the heaven and sky, heaven and the earth. And Allah is all powerful over all things. That means if we have some love for non-believers, Allah knows it. Allah knows it. We seek Allah's refuge to be friendly to non-believers. I have seen in many societies that people get married, Muslims get married to non-Muslims. We see that, right? What is that? And most of people who do that, mostly you see that they are not muttaqi at all who do that. You see how it affects. Allah says that no matter how much you like a non-believer woman, a believer, slave is better. Although how much you like it, they call it towards hellfire, right? We read in Surah Baqarah that verse, right? And that's what is happening in community. You see in Western society, believers are marrying in other people without seeing it. Why? Because they have been with them and they unconsciously follow them. Their ideals, their goals, they become Western goals. Their thinking is Western. They are by name, they are Muslim, but inside they have become a modern Western person. That's how they have become. Their soul is turned like that. And they even don't know. We seek Allah's refuge. Please recite on Salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala. Yawma tajidu kullu nafsin ma amilat min khairin mahdaran wa ma amilat min su tawaddu law anna baynaha wa baynahu amadan ba'ida wa yuhazirkum Allah nafsa wallahu raufum bil ibad. On the day when everyone shall find present what he has done of good but what he has done of evil, he will wish there will be a far distance between it and himself, means evil. And Allah wants you to be cautious, His essence, and Allah is full of pity to the servants. This verse used to be recited mostly by fourth Imam during the khutbah of Friday. It's a very serious verse. Allah seeing the day, which is the judgment day, everybody will find his good deeds being present in front of him and the bad deeds. And he will wish that there should be a big distance between him and his bad deeds. And again Allah says that Allah cautions of you by of himself. You hazakum Allah nafsa. Same word Allah uses again. Wallahu raufum bil ibad. And Allah is full of pity to the servants. So why Mizan says that why Allah said that that he wants to have distance between him and the bad deed. Why it was not said that he wished it was not even there? The reason is that because he will, that on the judgment day he will realize, since Allah has preserved it so far for so long, they are preserved, they will not go away. Because Allah preserved it, it's the reality now. So all he will wish that he will distance there. And at that hard time when this judgment is being carried on, and we see that it will be a tough time. It will be a tough time. That's why fourth Imam should recite on the Friday prayer. This always is first. And Allah says that I warn of you of myself. Wallahu ra'ufum bil ibad, and Allah is full of pity to servants. So what is the meaning of pity to servant here? Wallahu ra'ufum bil ibad means what? Mizan says it's simple. Mizan says, Allah says that I am kind to my servants, so I warn them. I am kind to my servants, so I warn them of being, be aware of me, that on the judgment day you will see it. The good deed and bad deed, I'll present it and you have to be, you will be dealt accordingly. So be careful. We seek Allah's refuge and we from sinning, and we ask Allah's help to do good deeds. Because without Allah's guidance and help, we cannot avoid sins and do good deeds. Please recite one salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala Qul in kuntum tuhibbullah fattabi'uni yuhibbukum Allah wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum wallahu ghafurur rahim. Say, if you love Allah, then follow me. Allah will love you and forgive you your sins, and Allah is forgiving, merciful. See, all these verses are in a flow, one after the flowing going on. We read the verses before where Allah says, don't be friendly with them, right? We saw that. Don't be friendly, otherwise you have nothing to do with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now Allah is talking about love now. Allah is talking now, love. Same subject is going, love and hate is going on right now. So Allah is saying, say them that if you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you claim you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, follow me, Allah will love you too. And Allah will forgive your sin, and Allah is forgiving and merciful. So what is in the meaning of following me? That means you have to accept the Shariat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Deen Islam, the Shariat, the laws of Islam, we have to accept and follow them. If we don't accept and follow them, Allah will not love us. Allah will not love us. See, it is love and lover. Love and below, right? Lover and a below. We claim to be lovers of Allah, and Allah is our below, right? So what is the desire of a lover? The desire of lover is that my beloved loves me or not. He loves me back or not. We all worry all day that we love Allah. Does he love us back? Does he love us back? The question can be answered simply that do we follow our Islamic laws and rules? If we follow that inshallah Allah will love us back. Why? Why it will happen like that? Because when we follow the Sharia, we follow the law of Islam, we don't sin. When we don't sin, these sins are the curtains between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lest we sin, the curtain will be lifted. And lest we sin, we will be closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we'll vision His Jamal, His beauty. And we will see His eminent light in our heart. And that is the closeness of lover and beloved. That's the whole purpose of this. Either you love Allah's party or you love the kuffar. It's straightforward. قُلْ عَطِيُوا اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ فَإِنْ تَوَلَّوْا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْكَافِرِينَ. Say, obey Allah and the apostle, but if you turn back, then very Allah does not love the disbelievers. This is the last verse. Here it came only one time, Atiullah. In one sentence, Allah said, Qul Atiullah wa Rasul. Ati came one time. Obey Allah and Prophet. It didn't even say, obey Allah and obey Prophet. Obey came one time. Means the obeying Allah and obeying Prophet is one thing, it's not separate. Because obey came only one time. Atiullah wa Rasul. He didn't say Atiullah wa Atiur Rasul here, even in this verse. Atiullah wa Rasul. It's one order. There's not two different orders. Following Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is same like Prophet following Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala. Why? Because when you follow Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and follow Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala, then we'll be accepting Sharia and not sinning and being close to Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala and winning His love. It's all about love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala. Love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala is the love of monotheism, the love of Tawheed, the love of His friends, the love of the Awliya Allah. That is the love of believers. It's a one love going on. The love of the truth. I would like to recite some hadith about this matter. Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, please recite one salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Whoever feels an aversion to my sunnah is not from me. Prophet said that whosoever feels aversion to my sunnah is not from me. We read the verse, fattabi'uni. So follow me. Right? We read the verse. Prophet said, whosoever has aversion to my sunnah is not from me. Now another hadith with Prophet's wife Aisha says that the Apostle of Allah said polytheism is more undetectable than the crawling of an ant on a smooth rock in a dark night, and the least is that one should love something because of injustice and should hate something because of justice. Then Prophet said, what is religion except loving and hating in the cause of Allah? We love and we hate in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The love and hate is in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam says, is religion is anything other than love? He says, is religion is anything other than love? So the religion is love. What is love? Loving for Allah and hating for Allah. Loving Allah's party, loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, loving Prophet, loving believers, and hating the non-believers and have no connection from the heart to the non-believers except in the form of taqiyya. That's religion. Please recite one salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala Muhammad. We'll talk about our fifth Imam, Muhammad Baqir alayhi salam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala Muhammad. He, today is his martyrdom, and he is the one to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Jabir ibn Abdullah Ansari that, O Jabir, you will live till you see my son. And he mentioned our Imam's name, Muhammad Baqir alayhi salam. Say my salam to him. He is the one who will spread the knowledge. And in reality, our Imam spread the knowledge and wisdom for us. There is a small story that our Imam was going in the hot day with his two slaves. He was doing some business with them, worldly business. So one person came to them and came to him, and he thought that maybe it is right time to catch him if he claims to be Imam. He said, "Oh Prophet son, I see you busy in the worldly things right now. What will happen if you die?" As soon as he said that, Imam left those two slaves alone, and he stood up for him and he said, "If I die this time, I am dying in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am not dying in disobedience, and Allah is pleased with me." This is what Imam taught us, to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Qul ati'ullah wa rasul. Being obedience is love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we are obedient, we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we are disobedient, means we have not loved Allah the way it should be loved. Our Imam taught it. And because of this love of Imam towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah gave him so much respect that his enemy started hating him and became jealous of him. That's why Hisham gave him the poison. This is the day when Imam was martyred by the poison given by Hisham. Although he was a king at the time, but he could not tolerate the fame and respect of Imam, the knowledge Imam had. Same way, I would like to describe a little bit of a story about Yazid. We read the verse, Qulillahumma, We read the verse, say, O Allah, master of the kingdom, you shower the kingdom upon whom you please, and you take away the kingdom from whom you please. Now I would like to tell you a little bit of story about this verse, how people took this verse wrong. When Ahlul Bayt were in the courtyard of Yazid, and Yazid said that Hussein used to claim that his father was better than my father, but see how Allah gave victory to my father. That's how he tilted it. And he said that my mother was better than his mother. So by my life, he was right, that Fatima was better than my mother. Then he said that my grandfather was better than, he said, Imam Hussein said that my grandfather was better than his grandfather. So Yazid said that if you believe in Allah, for sure his grandfather was better than my grandfather. Then he said that Hussein said that he was better than me. Then he recited this verse. Say, O Allah, the master of kingdom, you shower the kingdom upon whom you please, and take away the kingdom from what you please. Allah gave me kingdom, as he said. So Bibi Zainab was there. Bibi Zainab said at that time that, do you think, O Yazid, that just because you cut us off from the region of the earth and the horizon of the sky, so that we are being held like a captive, we are abased before Allah, or that you are exalted before Him, or that is it has happened because of your great importance with Him, so you behave arrogantly and took around and cheerfully, then you find the world in your bondage of affairs were in order, when our kingdom and our authority is totally usurped by you. Take it easy, don't be hasty. Have you forgotten the words of Allah? Then she recited the verse from Surah 3rd, verse 178. And let not those who disbelieve think that our granting them respite is better for their souls. We grant them respite only that they may add to their sins, and they shall have a disgraceful chastisement. Bibi said that in his courtyard, that whatever respite you got is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that you keep sinning and you get more chastisement. May we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to hasten the appearance of Imam to take revenge of the enemies of Ahlul Bayt. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala.